Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1 starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 11. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. This faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, and you will never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ once again. That was 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. God gives the best gifts. The Father has given us all we need to live godly lives. We have the privilege of knowing Jesus and having His promises. The Holy Spirit lives in us, and we can live God's power and promises. The Lord is moving the world towards new creation, the time where we will walk with Jesus and see Him face to face, when there will be no tears or death or pain. New creation is beginning inside of us now, even as our old lives are being put to death. You can't be truly transformed without God's work, and you have to work with Him. Jesus has cleansed you from all your sins. Christ has forgiven you of your sins and given you the power to overcome those sins. Pay attention to the fruit of your life, but focus most on staying connected to Christ in John chapter 15 verse 5. You are made to do great things with Jesus, and this starts from the inside out. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. According to these verses, what are the gifts God has given you? What are some actions and attitudes that the Spirit is working to improve in you? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.